I'd like to call the meeting back to order. We're back from recess. Next item on the agenda is employee benefits. And let me say, in all the meetings that I've been to in the almost 2 years that I've served as a county commissioner, this is the best-looking crowd we've ever had. We've scheduled two or three different items to be listed under employee benefits for general discussion. The first of which is the recent change that we've... Linda, would you like to join us up here, Sorensen? Is the recent change that we have had regarding our insurance and our insurance benefits. And we moved from, as you're all aware, Anthem to Cox. And the reason for that, and there are multiple reasons for that, but the number one reason for that is money. We have done our very best to keep benefits identical as to what they were for Anthem, and it's never easy to change because of the paperwork, if for nothing else. But Cox offered us the same rate for 2013 and the year 2014, with one exception, Obamacare, and they put a lid on that increase for 2014 of an additional 2%, regardless of whether the additional cost is 20% or 100%, they've offered us that guarantee. So if the amount that is going to hit the county is more, Dixie, would you like to join us also? No? Well, okay. She hasn't changed in all these years, has she?
Keep her in the back.
What they offered us through Cox was just so much better than anything else that we were offered financially and a commitment for the future that this county commission could not turn that down. Included within that package, the county commission has gone back to providing the life benefits, if I'm not mistaken, for dependents.
Spouse and children.
For spouse and children. So that's covered. We've been 1 year, if I'm not mistaken, without it. That was not our intent when that happened, but it did happen. But we have seen to it in moving to Cox that that was re-added, that we now have that in place for everyone within the system. If there are any of you that haven't seen Dixie and or Linda, you need to do that. You need to fill out your paperwork. And for department heads, elected officials that are here, you need to make sure that the employees do that. We may have 100% participation. I don't know. We
don't. Not yet.
But we need to do that. We need to accomplish it ASAP. We are also in the process of looking at other alternatives that exist for the future for health care, for hospitalization, for dental, for life insurance, etc. I've been meeting on a regular basis with the presiding commissioners from Stone County, Christian County, and Greene County, and we're reaching out to whatever organizations are there that, in fact, can bring to us the best possible health care at the least expense to the county that we can provide. And if, in fact, we can work together, and if, in fact, we all go into this together, it may be that we find something that will cost us even less money, not just the county and the provision of the employee's insurance, but the dependent coverage that's offered as well. And I know that for those of you that have dependent coverage, that's a huge amount. The county also agreed to maintain for 2013 a level of $100 towards dependent coverage, whatever that might be. So that is in place. Anything else about our change, guys, on the insurance?
I mean, part of us evaluating, we talked to other counties, and I can tell you Christian County, they save quite a bit of money, but they raised the deductible to a point where I think it's a huge amount. What was the amount?
Their deductible is $5,000.
$5,000. It lowered their monthly payment per employee by $100 per employee, so it's a significant help to the budget, but it's a significant burden to all the employees. So we evaluated that to look at a way to cut costs, because benefits to that we offer, if I'm not mistaken, is $1.3 million is what it costs the county to provide benefits. So we looked at all those options, but by far, I mean, I believe United Health, or they came back with a proposal of 17% increase with no guarantee of 2014. So, I mean, I want to applaud our HR department, Don, and the commission, because we looked at about every option we could to get to that point. And even with the dependent care that we are covering, that's still costing the county quite a bit of money. And a lot of counties, I mean, we talked to other counties, Danny, and you can talk about it. Some counties don't offer it, and some counties even require their employees to pay. Mm-hmm.
As we met at the MAC conference, there was more counties that had participants of 80-20, the employee paying 20% the cost. Mm-hmm. Even some counties have went as far as the 70-30. And so the fact that I feel like you're very fortunate that Taney County has stepped up with Linda and Dixie's help here to get what we got. Another thing that was not available, but it is by participation only, is the part-time disability short-term and long-term. So those things were things that had kind of had been left out of the package. So they're now included, but you have to be a participant in that and pay into it for from the employee for it to be available. So I think that that's something that was requested by lots of employees. So I'm glad to see that on there now, at least to be available.
We've had several that are participating in it, too.
Yes. Okay. What all is included in what the county is currently offering besides hospitalization? We have eye care?
We have Vision Care Direct, yes. That's not through Cox. That's through Vision Care.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a provision in there that annually, for those of you like me that haven't mm-hmm. done that yet and you want to get a pair of glasses, you need to do that before the end of the year or whatever else is included in that. And here I am messed around this long that if I don't hurry up and get that done, then I'm going to lose the opportunity during 2013 to take advantage of a huge discount in eyewear. And hopefully I get that done before the end of the year. And then I would have the same opportunity next year. What?
Yes. And we've also got the ASI pre-taxing where if they incur any bills, they can have it pre-taxed.
You want to take a shot at explaining that real quick? Well, for those of us that need more information?
It's where if you incur, if you're going to end up owing for, you know, you got a medical bill coming up, glasses, contacts, say you're going to have a surgery and you know your deductible, you're going to have to hit it, you can go up to $2,500 and have it pre-taxed, and we take it out of the 26 pay periods, or if you're elected, you'd be 12 pay periods. We divide up that amount, and it's pre-taxed, and that way, you get to when you incur the bill, you just turn it in, and you can have that bill. It will be paid then, and then you just pay on it all year long.
But you don't pay taxes on the amount of money
that you receive.
You don't
pay taxes at all, and it doesn't come back at the end of the year and bite you. Mm-hmm.
So Don, knowing that I'm getting ready, hopefully any day, to have surgery, which is probably going to fall after the first of the year, convinced me that the smart thing to do was for me to have something taken out of my check on a monthly basis, which we're doing. So that I will not be taxed on that amount of money in 2013, which saves me considerably. Plus, I'm going to have the expense anyway, and we know that that's going to happen.
And another awesome thing is if you work and your spouse works and your spouse, I mean, I've got some that both employees work for the county, each one of you can take out that $2,500. If you were going to incur, if your kids were going to have braces and you're going to have $5,000, you can have that. You can just go in there and pay that bill and... It's really kind of awesome. It helps the county and it helps you because you're not going to pay the taxes on that, and neither is the county. It's going to help us too. So
we encourage,
pre-taxing is wonderful to me.
We encourage it, and I don't know whether it's appropriate or not. Could I see a show of hands of anybody that's even considered or maybe have already did the pre-tax?
Good.
Yeah, you can pre-tax your medical and your dental,
yes.
Your vision plan. You can have that. The premiums is what I'm talking about now. You can have all that pre-taxed.
Mm-hmm. Even your family, like she said, is a great benefit if there's something that occurs and you have to, and it's just money in your pocket saved on the taxes.
Another thing that the county offers that I think is really awesome is the SURF savings and the deferred comp nationwide. Those are pre-taxed also, and you can put like $30 in, but what it looks like in your check, because you're not paying taxes, you know, it's saving you, it comes out to be quite a savings. So not only are you putting the $30 to your retirement later on, but also you're not paying taxes on that $30. So that comes and gives you a little bit into your check if you need to, you want to think about your retirement. It's kind of an awesome thing to participate in.
I would like to make one suggestion on the vision care, if you may. If you have not had an eye exam this year, and I know we've only got 1 week left in the year, but with Anthem, you had one free exam for the year. So if you'd go get your exam this year and then get your prescription and get your glasses next year through Vision Care Direct, that would be to your benefit to do that. We don't have that free exam through Cox. In fact, we had to fight through Anthem. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go next week and have my free exam. So that's just a thought. That's true.
Do you want to elaborate just a little bit on ConsultaDoc?
We did move forward with ConsultaDoc.
We did move forward with ConsultaDoc. If you need the phone number for that, give Dixie a call or myself. It's
something that's completely paid for by the county.
Right.
So,
and it has proved to be a very great program. We have a lot of people that come in and say, I live by it. I know that there has been a couple of issues in the past, but those were resolved. And it looks to be a very good program of which you call. Once you're set up in it, then you don't have to set up again. And you, every time you have a sore throat or a cold or the flu, anything that they think that you wouldn't need to actually be in-house with a doctor, they will prescribe prescriptions for you, and it's free of charge to you and up to five people that is living in your home.
So. Good. I hate to ask this again, but it's always valuable information for us. Could I see a show of hands of anyone that has used ConsultaDoc?
Look at that.
That's great. That's great.
And I might say that Employee Benefits says that we are actually the poster child for them for ConsultaDoc, that we have more utilization than any client they have.
I called on, I think it was, might have been Friday or Saturday, and explained with whomever it was that answered the phone, a nurse, I assume. She passed that on to the doctor. Within an hour, the doctor called me, and another hour, I had a prescription waiting at the pharmacy. I was just for antibiotics, just like that, without having to visit the doctor. So, which I didn't need to be out.
Right.
Jim, you were going to bring it up.
There's just one other thing about the things that we've looked at as a county commission to save money. The dependent care, going back to dependent care. Now, we haven't voted on it yet, but I believe we have a consensus that, you know, as we pay the help on the dependent care on the new hires, we are strongly considering not extending that dependent care to new hires. So, you know, maintaining what we're paying for current employees, but as someone gets hired, we aren't going to extend that $100 to them, because it is a very expensive venture for the county. And we haven't voted on that yet, but that's something we've considered, and it looks like we'll probably add that. Ron, did I address that right?
Don, I'd ask you to get some information together for me. Do you have that? Either of you have more discussion regarding existing benefits in healthcare field?
Jim.
Yes, sir, Jim.
No, I understand we're locked into this particular healthcare for two more years after?
Just one more year after.
One more
13
after
and 14.
Which that's good to know.
Right.
That's great for the locked in. Is there any possible way, I understand we're one of the few areas in the country, if not the only area in the country, we have to pick between hospitals.
Right.
Always work with
that.
you want to ask any questions before we go to the next session, Rob?
Regarding this issue, do any of you have any questions or comments on the topic that we've just covered?
There's been a few people that have asked me, are we still allowed to use Express Scripts?
Somebody else is going to have to answer that.
That's out,
yeah. Okay. I think the company that we're with, the Cox Health Fund, is going to be the academy that administers the prescription instead of.
I have a few comments, and then I'd like to open other comments up to commissioners and perhaps to any employee that would like to speak as well. I remember a time in our county where we didn't have any benefits. We didn't have any health care benefits. We didn't have any hospitalization or dental or life insurance that was provided by the county. And back then, it was a county court. The county court judges made the decision that we would do that. And the reason that they made the decision was pretty simple. We were training a lot of people, and I'll pick on different departments, in the sheriff's office to be dispatchers, to hold different positions within the county system, to operate equipment and road and bridge, etc. And as soon as those people got trained, other entities would hire them. And they hired them not just because they could pay them more money, but because they offered benefits. And we found at the time when we began to look into the issue that we were nowhere close to what the private sector was paying our employees within the courthouse, coupled with the fact that we weren't offering any benefits. We weren't a real catch for a lot of people to come to us and ask for a job, other than to receive training and then go somewhere else. And the long and short of it is that the county court judges made the decision that we had lost enough employees and that perhaps the way to hold employees was to provide benefits. And we began providing benefits for the employees. Following that decision by the county court judges, next step was retirement. And there was no retirement to retain our employees. So we had people who were trained, again, to be dispatchers or hold other positions within law enforcement and or with Road and Bridge that said, hey, I can go work for the city of Branson. And over there, I'm going to have a retirement program, and I'm going to make more salary. So the next step was, after we had benefits in place as far as health insurance, was a retirement program, which was hotly debated at the time, if I remember, and I do remember. And the end result was that the county court judges approved joining loggers and providing retirement benefits to the employees within Taney County. And the commitment from back then is one that I remember. And there were promises that were made to an awful lot of employees, and some of you are sitting within this room, that we can't compete with the private sector as far as salaries are concerned. But what we will do is ensure that you have benefits and that you have retirement benefits. And if you stick with us 20 years or 25 years or 30 years, the end result will be you'll have retirement benefits. And many of you are still here because, at least in my opinion, of those benefits that were offered to you all those years ago. And I'm confident that as we offer benefits to new hires that come in today, and there are a number of them that look at that because they bring it up to me specifically. I'm here even though I could be making more money in the private sector because of the benefits that the county offers. And it enables us to go in a direction of better employees, the longer-term employees, than had we not provided those benefits to the employees in the first place. Again, this is my perspective, but it is a perspective that I believe is grounded in common sense and experience of watching what has happened through the years. The best resource any county or any city has is the employees that work for it. And it is you that carry out the mandates of the elected officials within the courthouse and the responsibilities and obligations that each of them have to fulfill. And it's you that the public sees. Now, we have some people that come before us in county commission, but believe me, that's just a smattering compared to the people that you all see every day in the workplace. You represent this county. And it's my opinion that you do a great job in representing this county. I asked Dawn some time ago if she would, in fact, put together some information for this county, and we went through the steps that were necessary through loggers in agreement with this commission to at least look at what we could do for the employees. And one of the things that we could do is provide a different option, an option that provides a slightly higher level of retirement benefits. And I would like to read this ordinance that's been prepared. You did this, or did loggers do this for us, Don, or was it
loggers had it, yeah.
Whereas the Commission of Taney County has complied with the notice of filing requirements of Section 105.675 RSMO, be it resolved, ordained, that the Commission of Taney County, an employer under the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System, loggers, hereby elects the following. A, to adopt no change in the contributions from covered employees, keeping the requirement of no contributions from covered employees in accordance with the provisions of 70.705 and 70.730 RSMO 2004. B, to adopt no change in the method of determining a member's final average salary, keeping a 60 consecutive month period for determining a member's monthly salary in accordance with 70.600 and 70.656 RSMO 2004. C, to adopt a change in the benefit program of covered employees, changing to benefit program L-6, 2%, in accordance with 70.655 RSMO 2004. D, to adopt no change in the retirement age provision of covered employees, keeping member employees' option of retirement upon attaining minimum service retirement age in accordance with 70.600, 70.645, and 70.646 RSMO 2004. The clerk or the secretary shall certify this election of the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System within 10 days hereof. Such election shall be effective on the first day of January 2013. And then there would be a certification, if in fact this were approved today, by the county clerk of my signature, which in fact, if this ordinance, called Ordinance Number 1, were adopted, would place into effect a benefit or a determining factor of your retirement of 2% instead of 1.5%. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a great big deal, and it's not if you only work here 5 years. It's a few dollars. But if you work here 30 years or 35 years, or I think we have one employee that's been in service for 38 years, it makes a difference. And it's a difference that is equal for all employees throughout this county. It's not something that we're offering part of you because you decide to take it. It is a benefit that would be paid for completely by the Taney County Commission. Now, I'm going to solicit comments from either of you, and or would you prefer to hear from people first, or if there are any comments? And I've asked for Dawn to research this and to work with loggers and to provide this ordinance that we have in front of us today, and I appreciate you doing that, Don.
Well, as you've read in the news media, I've been in total support of this ordinance from the very beginning, even before this past election, and so I think it's a great benefit when we talk about the dollar value. That we can't give you a raise that would benefit you as much as this passing of this ordinance. For those that have been here, and Ron read it through most of it, I think it works from the most salary you've had in the last 5 years or something. It's based off of. I'm just 100% in support of this ordinance.
comments. At 10:30, which is right now, I'm meeting a bunch of attorneys to do some depositions because of some lawsuits the county's in, so I have to leave. I wasn't aware this was going to come up today. So my questions, and I've been pretty adamant about it, it's not that I'm against it. I just don't know how we're going to pay for it. This resolution costs hundreds of thousands of dollars on an annual basis. I haven't seen it in the budget where we're saving that much money, and in the paper we've showed that we're the requests have been about $4.6 million more than last year. We're slowly whittling that down, but we know that we're going to not get back to where we were in 2012 from requests. I mean, everything you've said, Danny and Ron, I agree. I mean, you guys are our biggest asset to the county, and turnover is the biggest enemy that we have to great service, and I don't question any of those things. I just don't know where we're paying for it. I mean, we made our decision based off health benefits to save money, and it's not that I'm against it. I just don't know how we're paying for it, and that's my only comment. And I wish I could be here for more of the discussion, but I already know that people are waiting for me. That's my biggest concern is I just don't know how we're paying for it. But I think I've mentioned that in budget discussions with you guys before, is which is on your mind too. I mean, I know that. But you're going to have to excuse me.
For those of you that are here, Jim is scheduled. It is a county lawsuit, and depositions are being provided by him. If I'm not mistaken, Danny's turn will be after the first of the year. And this is one of the processes that we're moving through because we have a number of legal issues, and he is leaving for that reason. We have, in fact, been discussing benefits, and with one of our budget meetings that we had within the last 10 days, we place these dollars within employee benefits. So we have stuck the dollars there within one of our budget meetings. Yes, we have budgetary concerns with the 2013 budget. We are continuing to work with elected officials on that budget. And the big criteria is there that we have elected officials that have asked for more monies in the 2013 tax year than we have revenues anticipated to come in. What we're looking at in the way of this additional benefit is less than 1% of our general county revenue budget. So I feel confident with the amount of money that we are placing, and it is a lot of money, it's around $200,000 in general county revenue, that the benefit that we're going to achieve, if in fact we pass this issue, far outweighs the cost of what the county will be putting forth in the employee's effort. And we will, hopefully, before the end of this year, make a budget. And that budget, hopefully, will be balanced. We have been discussing over the course of the last few months an opportunity to reauthorize and restructure our taxes that are currently being utilized within the county system. We're going to continue those discussions, and we'll be continuing those discussions with after the first of the year with the new commissioner. And we have been ongoing with those discussions over the course of the last few weeks. And I'm fairly confident that we have a solution that we're going to propose to the people that will, in fact, take care of our county's financial dilemma. I've had some conversation with the sheriff that's sitting here, and I point to him not to point him out specifically, but we all understand that the largest portion of the general county revenue budget is law enforcement. And that's not just the case in Taney County. That's the case in every county in the state of Missouri. And Jimmy has been very good to work with us. We're going to continue working with him, and he's aware of what proposals we're looking at for the future. And I think we have some good options. Would you not agree with that, Jim? Let me open this up to anyone who would like to offer a comment. You want to come up to the microphone? The reason I say that is this is being broadcast and it's being recorded. That's how we tend to business. Also, for the record, as each of you come to the microphone, if in fact you would give your name that would help whomever it is listening to understand who you are.
My name's Steve Biggs. Jim said that according to the budget right now that the wants of, $4 million over what it was last year.
Well, in his comment that he was referring to is general county revenue. Mm-hmm. It's not the other departments that we have.
I think that, I don't know, elected officials, department heads, or whatever, need to realize their wants and their needs. It's just like what you've said. I've heard Danny say, your employees are your biggest asset. It's kind of like a business. Word of mouth is your best or your worst advertisement. If somebody comes in to pay their taxes, check on a piece of property, I mean, your employees make an elected official look good. You know, they can make them look bad, too. I mean, plain and simple, both ways. But, you know, I think we need to figure out what our actual we actually need and what we actually want. We need to separate them two and find a way to do this. I mean, I don't know. I know at home, if you're doing this, you may want a new car. But if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. You don't go out and spend $15,000 or $20,000 for a car that you can't afford to pay on. I think it'd be a good asset to your employees because, I mean, I look at it this way. If somebody would quit here and, like what you said earlier, go to a different job with better pay and better benefits, whatever, you can't be mad at them for trying to better their self or better their family. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. More comments?
Randy.
I've got a comment.
Randy?
Randy Hayes with Road and Bridge. Gentlemen, I'm in full support of the 2%, and I think most of our employees, co-workers here, I believe, feel the same way. I would benefit greatly as well as they would. One of the things, we have a group of people, one of the bigger groups here within the county, 62 plus people, including the transfer station. Of these, over half of them are 10-year plus people. These people are making a career here out of this job, and it's because of the benefits and close to home. And it's a big asset to us to have this. As far as even hiring new people, as you stated earlier, I get to talk to people coming in, putting in applications, wanting work here. That's one of the biggest things to them. What kind of benefits do you have? They're not so much looking at the hourly rate as they are what benefits. They're looking for security anymore. So and that's a great tool to have where we can get quality employees. That's one of the things with a big group like this. It is a benefit to all of them, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Tim?
I'm Timothy Houchins, and I've been with the assessor's office for over 30 years now. I came in 82 in reassessment. Financially, it was a lateral move. I made the same wage here as I was making on the in the private sector. In 85, we moved to full assessment, and but I was one of the lucky ones to get to stay on with the county. They said I would get benefits, but I would take a small cut in pay for the benefits. Well, small cut to me is 10, maybe 5, 10%. I took a 25% cut in pay for benefits. And that made it tough. Since then, I've stayed with the county, working for these benefits. At that time, we had a 1% benefit with loggers. We moved up to 1.5 and went non-contributory in that time. Like I said, I've been here 30 years. I've worked hard for the county. I worked hard for the taxpayers. Trying to make help anybody and everybody I possibly could. I'm now at the end, basically at the end of my working career. I've got 30 years in. I'm 64, and I'll probably retire this next year. And that 0.5% benefit would greatly help me in my retirement. I would really like to see you all consider it and pass it, and to fulfill the commitment of the commissioners in the past. Thank you.
You know, Tim, you make a great point. There's an awful lot of people that don't understand some of the sacrifices that were made back when this program was implemented, and I appreciate you pointing that out. Guys, gals, Dan, I'm sorry, go ahead.
A promise made is a promise kept, as far as I'm concerned, and I know that when he speaks of county judges, that was during a time of when my dad was a judge, and then he served 8 years as a judge, and then as he came back, it was commissioner's the same job. But the value of a county employee that stays with the county and works hard and stays there and puts up with the sacrifice of lower salary when he can look next door and see someone making more money should be rewarded. And that's been my statement for several years now. And so that's one of the reasons that I'm in total support of this ordinance. And so hopefully the new employee is the one that doesn't realize what this really means. The older employee that has heard these promises in the past knows what this means. It is a benefit that they've thought was coming in the future, possibly coming in the future. Government moves slow sometimes on something they've said or promised, but whenever this comes forward, well, I just want you to know that the long-term, and as Randy mentioned, I think Road and Bridge, and I feel like several other departments have employees that have sacrificed to be here for a lower salary.
Well, to add to that, I look at this as a benefit as being a part of the package that we offer, and it's a part of the package that we need to offer from now on as Taney County to the employees and to the people that serve as employees for the citizens of this county. And it will be one that will be worked into and a part of our existing budget. Again, as I stated, it's less than 1% of the budget that we have. Anybody else have any comments at all? Any whatsoever? This is the time. Chair would entertain a motion to approve ordinance number 1 regarding changing to benefit program L6 as presented.
So moved.
I will second the motion. Motion's been moved and seconded to approve ordinance number 1 relating to changing to benefit program L-6 as presented. Discussion. All in favor of said motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries. When did we have the hearing? I was just thinking how many months we've...
It's been a
labored on this? 3 months, 2 months, 3 months?
We were required 45 days to lay. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here and for your support. I'm pleased for you. If we could stand in recess until 11 o'clock, Rick, if you're listening, we'll begin budget proceedings upstairs at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.